So, do you want me to start again?
Yeah.
Alright, so we're going to talk about first day at camp as a leader, and kind of what the expectations are. And the reason we're doing this is because when you go to camp as a leader for the first time, especially when you've been a kid for so long, it's quite jarring to have to then be in charge of your friends, who you know, you've been kids with and everything else, and then all of a sudden you're placed in a position of authority over these people. And as well as that, just what the process is, you know, when to arrive, make sure that what you need to be doing, because obviously there's a lot to set up when we get to camp for the first day. When to arrive, all that other stuff. So I think the quickest and easiest way to start would be to go over arriving, getting there, setting up, and the expectations around that. So we're supposed to get there at least a couple hours before the kids. I think that's changing this year because it's New Year's, though. Is that correct?
Do you want me to tell you the timeline of the first
day? Yes,
please. So the first day arrivals will be between 2 and 4, and we're going to stagger it like we did last year because it worked better for Rachel, which was good. So I would expect us to be there probably around midday, 12:30, because when we get there, the trailer gets there pretty well first/on time, and then we unpack the trailer, we set up the leader's hut, you set up your own beds, so that's all ready to go. It was different this year, obviously, for those that were the first time this year because of the chaos and everything. But like usually we get there, set up the trailer, set up the leader's hut, set up your beds, so then when the kids come, you can focus solely on them. So then we're starting at 2 till 4, and then from 4:30 to 5:30, so before dinner, we'll do a whole camp orientation. And then 5:30 we'll have dinner. Then after dinner we have the hut orientation, and then we have first night games this year. Just obviously we're missing out on tabloids because of the delayed start time. Back to you.
And camp this year starts on the 1st of January, which is pretty brutal.
The other thing probably I might need to take into account, I just remembered, we're going to let the C groupers and that come first,
no.
Because they have a lot of stuff. So even our kids will probably start coming a little bit later as well. So even if we're about 12:30, 1 o'clock, just so that we're not like, you know, dying after New Year's Eve. Obviously, I would expect you guys to be relatively responsible, knowing that you have to set camp up. Having a hangover is not going to stop Eric and I from asking you to do things, to set things up. Because when everything's set up properly, the camp runs really well. But if like this year we were delayed because of a lot of things,
COVID,
and then less leaders to set the leaders' hut up. Like, we were chasing our tail for the first couple of days to what it normally would be like for you guys that experienced that for the first time.
And what's the earliest we can get in there this year? Is it pretty fast?
I have to double check. It will be quite late. Because traditionally, just for a bit of perspective, the camp that comes before us, they make a huge mess. And they take 3 days to clean up. They're leaving on the 31st in the morning. They have a very tight turnaround to clean the camp before we can get in. So they're trying to push us as late as possible.
Kind of works in our favour a little bit.
Yeah, but it's still like getting into that leader's hut is the priority, which we'll sort that out.
And Talia and I will aim to be there pretty much as early as we possibly can. So that at the very least, I'll be there, Talia will be there.
Yeah. So when you arrive, you check in like with Eric and I, and we'll give you your walkie-talkie. We may not have everyone having a walkie-talkie this year because there's more of us. But yeah, like, and you just got to make sure you're proactive and helping and doing whatever it is we do.
Right. And the next part of that is kind of, I guess, being aware that for me personally, it was quite hard on my first day as a leader because I had all these kids that I was, again, friends with. I'd skipped a few years when I came back as a leader, but there were still kids that I was friends with. Like, I was on Siggy's hut my first year, and it was, I don't know, quite difficult for me to have that position of authority over them when we're supposed to be in charge. And there were things that I struggled with, is to get people to listen to me when getting into that mindset of being in charge of these people, rather than being friends and kids with them. So I was wondering if any of the more senior leaders had any advice or tips on how to like switch into that mode of authority over these kids, rather than having them be like little friends and cohorts. Because
I know it sounds like a weird thing, but having your leader shirt and a whistle,
Yeah, leader shirt, lanyard, and the whistle kind of helps because then
that discrepancy or the differentiation between the two.
And we're wearing leader shirts on the first day.
We usually do because that way, even new people that have not been before, they know who the leaders are. Especially you guys that are now being leaders, they'll say, "Oh, these are guys are leaders. We can ask them for help and whatever," rather than being kids.
And it kind of helps because if you're wearing the leader shirt and your, like leader shirt and your lanyard and your whistle, when the kids see that, they'll act. They'll treat you a bit more. Like a bit of an authority figure. So that for me, that kind of helped because I was feeding back off how they were treating me.
And parents, they will respect you and talk to you as a leader rather than a kid, and expect you to know what's going on and understand things. Yeah.
The other thing that you might find jarring being a first-time leader is that there's a lot more parents interaction than I was expecting. There's a lot more. Than you would expect. The parents are always coming up to you and asking about their kid or, you know, talking about what's going on in the huts and everything else, which I had no idea about when I was growing up. And then all of a sudden, when I was a leader, people would come up and be like, "Hey, what's going on with this? Have you heard about this thing?" And usually the best bet with the parents is just deflect them and say, "Oh, I'm not involved with that," or go talk to the camp leader or whatever else. Because we want to present a united front as a leadership team, and you don't want to present any information that somebody else will then say something different about later on, so unless it's something like, "Oh yeah, your kid's terrific," or whatever.
And Eric and I would prefer you guys did that because, like, most of our job is talking to parents. And so it's, then we know what's happening with things that are going on. Like, Andrew, like, had a lot of conversation with parents around, like, kids' behaviour, because they were concerned about things. So they refer it to us. It's not a problem at all. I'd rather you do that than feel like, and we're like, you know, one parent bailed Eric up last year because, like, you know, "My kids have been bullying, what's going on here?" And he's like, "Let's go and talk about it with Marissa rather than having you guys deal with it yourself." And it can be quite confronting, and these parents can get quite, like, agitated about things. So just, yeah, feel free to bring them to us. Like, that is not a problem at all. I'd rather you do that than feel like, "Oh, my God." And the first day, there's a lot of parents around, more than there normally is.
And there might be a lot more questions as well. You might have random parents that you don't know asking you questions like, "Oh, where does this child sleep?" And you may not have that answer because that's not your answer to have.
And the other one, big one about that actually is, "My child wants to be in a hut with this child. Why can't they be in a hut together?" So bring them to us or to Rachel.
Rachel, yeah.
And then Rachel deflects it to me and I'm like, ugh. Just be mindful that those sort of conversations can happen. Just tell them to come and talk to me or Eric and we will sort that out for you so you don't have to worry about it. Yeah. If you have to radio us to find us, that's fine.
I think another thing that helps, not just in the first day, but first camp, I guess, is you may have been social or you may know people from out of, like, kids from out of camp, like, whoever be dancing, social life, family, friends, whatever, but trying to make it kind of sucks that first time, but you've just got to, like, try to, if you've got social time, you kind of need to not be socialing with the kids as much as you would, just to sort of help yourself, but also help them draw those lines. And, like, it doesn't mean you've got to be bitchy to them or anything like that. You just got to, like, know when you can go and sit and chat with them and when you should be sitting and chatting with leaders.
You can,
if that,
like,
makes sense.
On the first day, like, you can give them a hug, like, "Oh, how's it going?" And then, like, help them to their hut. But not if they have a big conversation with them.
And that kind of sucks because it feels like being really mean to them and they won't get it. They'll be like, "Why aren't you talking to me?" Potentially, you know. But yeah, you can just sort of explain, "Oh, hey, like, this is how it is this year, just for now. So, like, we're still friends, I still will talk to you, but I got the shirt, I got the lanyard now. And
I just have to go and do some leader stuff.
Yeah.
We'll chat later."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just say that.
That's actually a good line. Gotta go take some.
What's that? Leader stuff. Is that my radio?
I've got the shirt, I've got the lanyard, and that makes me better than you.
And that makes me need to go over there and do some.
That is a bad attitude, Felix. No.
Like a spray bottle of Marissa.
No! What about you guys that have done it for a year? How did you find the experience? Anything you learnt from that experience?
Siggy, probably the Ella. I don't know. I think it was
fine.
You guys have pretty much covered everything, yeah.
And I think, like, the only people were like Gemma and, like, but you guys were just fab. Like, I don't know, like, they didn't do anything. Like, they were just great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just, like, tried to be friendly and, like, yeah.
Is there anything that you guys are particularly concerned about as first time leaders that you're a bit
unsure of?
Yeah.
Want to ask questions?
No dumb questions.
Safe space.
I guess I was a little concerned about the parent thing, but I think you already covered that, because I don't Lou does gym coaching and she has tons of parents and stuff that are coming up to her all the time with different questions, and she has to answer those themselves. I'm glad we can deflect them. That sounds a lot easier to manage.
Deflection is the way to go in your first year as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
If kids ask you questions, you don't know anything, you're a first year leader. They're like, oh, they don't tell me anything, I'm a first year leader. I used that strategy up until this year.
I'm a first year camp leader.
Yeah.
Over that,
charge camp.
Yeah. So, classic example for that, sorry, is what's the big game? I'm not involved.
There's
with
no big game.
If I ask anything about specific, how to keep specific secrets, and you're just like, I'm not involved with it, sorry, go ask. And just deflect.
Whenever kids ask about what we're doing during the week, and I don't know, I'll be like, ooh, it's a secret.
You'll find out.
But an answer,
you can say, oh, Marissa knows about it, go and talk to her, and they'll never come and ask me. Just deflect to me.
And the other thing on deflecting as well is once you've got a radio, you can say, oh, let me just ask for you, and then it looks you're being a bit more proactive than, oh, I'll go ask that person. It's more of
proactive. Active.
Yeah, I'll find out and get back to you.
If you feel cornered or backed in by a group of scary parents.
The important one with scary parents is Australians are really gossipy.
Yeah.
And
they
really want to know what's happening. So if a kid gets in trouble, the word spreads around and the parents will come up and pester you if they want to find out the information.
It's frustrating.
It is very... I thought it was quite intimidating the first time it happened to me, and the best strategy is to just palm it off and let them know, I'm not supposed to talk about this, it's not my responsibility. If you want to know, go talk to Marissa or Eric or whatever, and then we can deflect them and say,
it's none of your business.
Did you say go talk to Marissa or Eric?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I always said go talk to Marissa.
Go talk to others. He wears a hat.
But it does work out well, because it means that you don't have to discuss things you don't know about, and it means you don't have to...
You don't have to blag it and then potentially be wrong and then it come back and bite you on the ass.
Exactly.
The worst thing is when you have a 40-minute conversation with a parent and Andrew's sitting in the circus hall eating his breakfast laughing at me. That was really mean.
Laughing? Didn't even know you were out there.
They can be very over the top. And like you said, they spread the word and then things happen and then they want to hear the gossip. They come to you guys directly because they think you all know what's happening. Most of the time, you don't all know what's going on. And so then that deflection is a really good strategy, because it's we do share information, but there's stuff that it's don't need to know it, it's crap stuff, but they just get so worked up over these small little things that don't really mean a lot.
I would just say, to the people who haven't been to camp at all, do you have any questions about what we're talking about, or
it's pretty
anything about the first day?
No, I'm just concerned about the Estonian words.
Don't worry
about that. Very easy.
Yep.
Andrew speaks Estonian, so if anybody asks, just reflect on Andrew.
Yep.
Or Catlin.
But
I speak it badly enough that they'll be like, oh god.
Never ask him again.
Terry.
Any other questions for anyone about first day being a leader for the first time? Any of that jazz?
One thing comment is, you will feel like you don't know what's going on. That's pretty well normal. You get there and then you blink and all of a sudden we're in the leaders meeting. The first day is just a blur. So just try, if you're not sure what to do, just ask someone.
And if you're standing around not really doing much, and especially if you've set up your own bed and stuff, just go to the leader's hut, make sure the trailer's unpacked and that things are organised in the leader's hut, because sometimes that's a bit of a sporadic one or two people doing it and they get pulled away, and then it's just, once it's done, it's done. It's just team effort, everyone jump in.
Eric and I should be in the leader's hut the whole time to begin with, but then I might get pulled away because Rachel has an issue. So use the radios, the first day, we'll hand out the radios and whatever. Try and help kids, make them feel okay. When kids start arriving on the verandas, we need a leader on there. Just if you need something to do, let me or Eric know and we'll give you a job. But that's what your mentors are for as well. You can always stick with your mentor and talk to them and ask them what's going on.
That's a good rule for the entire week. Mm. If you're standing around with nothing to do, there will be something to do. So just leader's hut is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, I'm sure we'll talk about fatigue management and stuff. But if you feel like, oh yeah, like I've done my task for the day or whatever the case may be, there is always stuff to do.
Lily, did you have a question?
How do the radios work with communication? Like, what channel? Like, how does
that work? We'll go over that on the first
we'll go on the first.
When we give them to you. If you... Make sure when
I usually set the ones on the correct channel and everything
before
we start.
Radio etiquette.
At camp, probably.
Yeah.
Or closer to
the time. And stop it. The other real quick rule is when we have meetings and stuff like this, we have what's called the offline rule, which is that if we start to go off topic and say we start talking about this beautiful creature that is sitting on my lap,
that's for those of you playing at home, it's a dog.
It is a dog. But if, say, we start talking about, you know, Tokyo and you're off topic and we want to get back on, because we're obviously here for a long time, we want to get the stuff done, we can say offline. And is it two people we go with?
Three
people say offline. Then whatever topic we're talking about is sidelined till the end of the meeting, and then we move on back on topic.
Yeah, there's people that want to, not everybody.
Yeah. So it's not, so again, talking about Tokyo is obviously important to everyone here, but it's not important to everyone at the moment. So it's...
Yeah, it's not just non-camp things either. It's like, if, to say, when we talk about the roster and things, some people talk about their activities. Just say Ella and I are an activity, we're having a chat, and like someone else, say Christy's in it too. But then, like, you guys all don't need to hear that chat about our activity. So you guys would just say offline, and it's nothing to take offense to.
And don't be afraid to say it.
Yeah.
Like,
mainly
please don't be afraid
if you're thinking it's someone else's.
Mainly just turning into like a discussion more than a sharing information with the rest of the group.
Yes,
like, if you two are trying to organize it on the spot in the meeting, it's like...
Guys,
yeah, we'll normally write it down on the whiteboard.
If only
during a nightly meeting.
Yeah, because like nightly meetings, we're all getting a bit tired. Occasionally, you can just start talking in circles, and like nothing productive is getting said. Just like offline, we can move along.
Cool. Is that it for that topic?
I think that's it.
I just want to stop the recording. That's all.
Then brings us on to.